The city owes just over $4 million in government fines for liabilities associated with the former Sitka Community Hospital. Those liabilities were discovered last year during the merger with the Southeast Alaska Regional Health Consortium. When the assembly met on Tuesday, City Administrator John Leach shed a little light on what those liabilities were about.
The liability stems from Sitka Community Hospital overcompensating physicians in violation of Stark and anti-kickback laws.
Most assembly discussion of the Sitka Community Hospital violations has happened behind closed doors in executive session, but as part of the sale agreement with Search, the city absorbed the responsibility for the violations and set aside $4.5 million in an escrow account as a condition of the sale, not knowing exactly how much it would owe in fines. City Attorney Brian Hansen said the city recently came to a settlement agreement with the Office of the Inspector General, the branch of the federal government that oversees Medicare and Medicaid to combat fraud, waste, and abuse.
The good news is that the liability essentially came back as low as it possibly could, which is still extremely high.
The assembly went into executive session for just under an hour to discuss the settlement. When the group returned, it voted to direct the city administrator to pay out $4.1 million in fines to the Office of Inspector General on a 5-to-1 vote, with Assemblymember Richard Wien opposed. The assembly also heard a presentation from Search CEO Charles Clement, who gave a 6-month update on the hospital merger. Clement said Search is currently soliciting architects to design the new hospital building and plans to hire an architect by April. He said there were a lot of uncertainties, but as of right now, the project is still on schedule.
It is no surprise to anybody that there is a great deal of uncertainty right now, both within the federal government with regards to the immediate outbreak of the coronavirus and the impact that's having on things like the price of oil, cruise ship industry, tourism, airlines. And I do think that we are going to be able to move forward without regards to those considerations at this point.
The coronavirus came up again during Persons to be Heard when Mike Mayo voiced his concerns about the city's response to what has now been declared a pandemic by the World Health Organization. Though there are still no confirmed cases in the state of Alaska, Mayo called for the assembly to develop a comprehensive plan.
How many testing kits are there in Sitka? Do we know?
Assemblymember Richard Wien responded.
None. There are only 150 in the state.
Wow. Are you guys prepared? No, I won't go. Hurry up, Gary. You listen. You ain't do anything on this. I'm telling you what you should do. You better listen. Don't hurry me up.
Noted.
I still got 10 minutes. I won't spend 5 at yelling at you if you don't interrupt me. How many testing kits are in Sitka? None.
Mayor Paxton said the assembly and city staff were taking the threat of the virus seriously, and Administrator Leach said the city was working closely with the state and federal government and Search. Both the city and hospital have developed a plan to respond should the virus reach Sitka, and he said the city is working with the cruise ship industry to develop a response and a screening plan for cruise ship passengers. Reporting in Sitka, I'm Catherine Rose.